Welcome to Machine Learning, How the World Works. Tornadoes are both a thermodynamic and an electromagnetic event. I'm going to argue out why that is true. Tornadoes are electric vents that manipulate thermodynamic conditions. So the argument is that we see low pressure, high pressure events, and we call that a tornado, but that is not the cause. That is the effect, and I'm going to explain why. It takes force to keep a vortex spinning. Air pressure difference alone are not enough force to keep a vortex spinning at a surface contact due to energy drop-off. Electromagnetic force on the surface is required because friction at the surface slows wind speed and causes the vortex to dissipate. Is what you see when you see like a dust devil is that eventually the vortex dissipates as there's increased friction on the surface where the wind is hitting the surface of the earth. The slowing of the wind speed causes the inflow of air to low pressure at the center of the vortex to decrease and the spinning winds to stop. Now, we've all seen the science experiment where we see a machine and a glass container, and we have high and low pressure, and a vortex appears. So the tornado will keep its shape as long as there's a difference in air pressure. But once that pressure changes, the tornado will dissipate. Okay, let's talk about the processes. The cathode spot on the ground. Imagine a specific spot on the ground that acts as a cathode, which is a negatively charged electrode. The spot has electrical charge that attracts positive charges towards it. The cathode spot attracts attracts positive charges. Okay, which I already mentioned. These positive charges are drawn towards the spot due to the electrical attraction between opposite charges. Okay, that's also true of like if you touch, like if you're on a battery, if you touch a negative to a positive charge, you'll see a spark. And also in a magnet, if you pull a magnet from a negative to positive, there's attraction. And that's because of magnetic fields. But in this case, we're talking about ions, and there's a negatively charged ion attracted to the positive. As the positive charge are drawn towards the cathode spot, they also draw neutral particles along them. Neutrals are particles that have no electric charge. The process of dragging neutrals along with the positive charges is known as electrokinesis. It is the movement of charged particles, positive charges that drag neutrals. The movement of the positive charges and the neutrals create a flow of air towards the cathode spot. This flow of air is known as inflow winds, and the inflow winds intensify. They start a spiral around the cathode spot. This swirling motion creates a vortex on the ground similar to the whirlpool effect. This moment when the inflows winds generate a ground vortex is referred to as tornado touchdown. It is the point in which the tornado makes contact with the ground. Charged air and dust, as the inflow winds continue to spiral around the cathode spot, they carry along with them charged air particles and dust. And in a moment, I'm going to show that this is true because there's a way to detect tornadoes based on their electrical charge through machinery. These particles become charged due to the electrical activity in the vicinity of the cathode spot. The charged air particles and dust are caught up in a swirling motion of inflow winds and start to spiral upwards towards the invisible plasma tendril. This upward spiral is similar to the way a tornado winds and debris spiral upwards. In summary, the cathode spot on the ground attracts positive charge and drags neutrals towards it through that process, which what I just previously described called electrokinesis. That's where the neutrals are following along with the positive charge. This process of rotation and formation of ground vortexes is the natural outcomes of a circuit and the air pressure dynamics. As the it's called a Mark-Lund current flow. Neutral air diffuses away, creating low pressure. Positive ions near the ground drag air, dust, and debris, causing inflow winds and change in direction. When these opposing winds meet, they form a ground vortex, a swirling motion of air near the ground. This explanation highlights how the circuit's rotations combined with the interplay between the neutral air diffusion and the effects of positive ions give rise to the vortex phenomena. Now, we can detect tornadoes using electrical signals. For air to become plasma and carry current, the air has to be partially ionized. A plasma state can be defined by plasma density, the number of free electrons per unit volume, and the degree of ionization, the portion of atoms ionized by loss or gain of electron. A gas with as little as 1% of particles ionized is a plasma, responding to a magnetic field and displaying high electrical conductivity. So primarily surrounding the central updraft, these currents from the updraft generates ions. Ground charges builds below this region in response, and the electric field strengthens, magnifying and focusing electron avalanche the way a lens focuses light into a continuous plasma channel. When the channel connects with the earth and discharges a hot current, it wraps tightly in its own magnetic field, in which is called a Z-pinch. So there you have it. Tornadoes are a plasma event. Those plasma events have electrical charge. Those electric charge can be detected by devices. So you can create a early warning system that's within certain proximity to the tornado where tornadoes may touch down, or you could have sensors in the ground in certain areas. And it could be measuring the electrical charge that is building up, and that could be your early warning system. Now, it's interesting because the same phenomena of the Z-pinch plasma occurs on the sun. Moving away from self-ionized high electromagnetic field region of the corona, free electrons spin on the ground of the sun, but they lack the energy and focus to avalanche all the way, creating instead a mobile cloud of ionized gas that follows the field gradient to the ground, generating a dark current. The current is said to drift in this region, yet the electric field still organizes drift ions into a columnar channel, meaning a vortex. Momentum transfers manifest as downward draft winds by the process of electrokinesis, the same process that we just described, where you have a upwind, inward upwind on the sun, which neutral species, which were these neutral charges along with the ion charges, are attracted and mobilize and change the particles, zoom down the electric field gradient towards the ground, creating an electric wind that moves the bulk fluid around the electric field gradient. It's the same process again we discover on the sun as we do on Earth.